It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. You know what this is? A silhouette. It's what it's called. It's just an outline of the person. You see? Outside line, an outline of the person. So it's a silhouette of a man. Just a minute, Mr. Silhouette. And I will put on my shoes. So glad to see you. Uh-huh. Did you ever make a silhouette? You can make a silhouette of your hand if you like. Show you how to do that. We are going to make a silhouette of our hand. Okay. The best paper for a silhouette is black. And you just have a pencil, put your hand right on the paper, and draw right around it like this. Right around the outline of your hand. There it is. Those are the lines, and then you just cut it out. Mm-hmm. Cut out the outline. There's the thumb. Do your scissors have rounded points on them like this? That's the best kind. Mm-hmm. Best kind to use when you're young. There's the next finger. Ta-dum, ta-dum, ta-dum. We're making a silhouette. We're making a silhouette. We're making a silhouette. We're making a silhouette. We're making a silhouette, and we're nearly finished with it. There it is. Sort of like my hand, you see? Silhouette of a hand. And look at the paper where the silhouette came from. A hand can fit right in. Wave to you. Yeah. Well, there are lots of parts, of course, on this silhouette. See the outline of the head, the arms and the hands and the fingers and the legs and the feet and the toes? Sure, because you don't just have separate parts to your body. Mm-mm. Everything grows together. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your nose grows as the rest of you grows just because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows just because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your arms grow as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, just because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your hands grow as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, just because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your fingers grow as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, just because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your legs grow as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, just because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your feet grow as your legs grow, as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, just because you're all one piece. Everything grows together, once more, because you're all one piece. Your toes grow as your feet grow, as your legs grow, as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Yes, you're all one piece. You certainly are all one piece. I'd like to put you right up there and show you to picture picture. What do you think of my silhouette? See what picture picture says? I have some too. I wonder what picture picture means. I have some too. Picture picture on the wall, will you kindly show us all what you have too? Oh, some silhouettes. Do you know what that silhouette might be? That's the way it might look in the nighttime. What is that a silhouette of, picture picture? Right, an umbrella. Good. Do you have another one? What do you suppose that is? A silhouette of what? A house. Very nice picture, picture. Could I see that silhouette again of that house? Now that's the way that house might look at night. Now show us how it looks in the daytime, will you? And you can see all the windows and the door and the chimney. Do you have any more? What do you think about that? A silhouette of a car. Isn't that right? Is it a car? Good for you, picture picture. Thank you very much. Let's take a look in our telescope and see if it's time for the neighborhood of make-believe. In we go to the neighborhood of make-believe. There's Daniel's clock. Ticking and talking. The fountain. The museum go-round. X's tree in Henrietta's house. The factory. Is a trolley there? Yep. Hi, trolley. Come on in, trolley. We're ready to go with you. Trolley. Oh, must have just jumped over your whistle while you were in the tunnel there. I have one thing to show you, trolley. Silhouette. That's a silhouette of a man, trolley. Would you take us to the neighborhood of make-believe? We'd like to go, wouldn't we? In we go to the neighborhood of make-believe.
You wanted me to stand?
Just fine, Corny. Maybe you could move your head just a little bit. There.
Thank you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. If you can hold it. Must be hard for you to hold your hand up like that. Oh. You can put the hand down now, Corny, if you like.
Oh, thank you.
It's kind of finished.
I can hardly wait to see what you've been drawing.
Oh. Well, I'll show you. I certainly appreciate your posing for me. I know how busy you are.
Yeah, well, I've enjoyed visiting with you. Of course, I'm always busy with my rockets.
Yes.
You know, I'm a man who loves to make things. I'm a man who manufactures. Who manufactures chairs. I'm a man who manufactures chairs and everywheres. I'm a man who manufactures sure is hard to stand still when you're singing.
Well, I think I would just perhaps use put a little rocking chair in, Corny. Oh, I mean, would you think these three are enough? Here you are.
Oh, it's just great. Why, it looks just like me.
I'm glad you like it.
Are you sure it's a picture of me and not myself on that paper?
Well, you can feel yourself.
Oh, that's right. Yes, you can. I'm here, and that picture is there. Oh, yes, it is paper.
It's paper.
Yes. Oh, yes. Boy, you are a good artist.
Oh, thank you, Corny. Well, you know, I've always liked to draw just the way you like to make things.
Yes, the way I like to make things. My, I better get back to my work.
Oh, well, thanks awfully for posing for me,
Oh,
Corny.
You're welcome. Come for a rock sometime.
I surely will.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Corny.
Yes, goodbye. Well, what's that pleasant?
He's a man who manufactures. He manufactures chairs. He's a man who manufactures chairs and everywheres. He's a man who manufactures rockets and rockets and rockets.
Somebody knocking?
Oh. Hello, Daniel.
Hi, Lady Evelyn.
How are you?
Oh, I'm just grand today. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. You know what I've been doing?
What?
Sarah Saturday asked me to make a portrait book.
Oh.
And I'm going around the neighborhood making portraits of the people in this neighborhood.
You mean drawing people's faces?
Yes. Do you want to see?
Oh, I'd love to. Oh, that one looks like Corny.
It is Corny.
Oh, it's just great of him.
Thank you. I wonder whether you would pose for me, Daniel. I'll try to make yours look like you.
Oh, sure, I'd be glad to.
Oh, grand.
How should I be?
Oh, well, any way you like. I mean, you can be standing up or sitting down or...
Well...
Anything.
I'd like to wear my wristwatch.
All right, you could get your wristwatch.
All right.
And, I'll get ready to make your portrait.
Okay. Here I am.
Oh, good.
You like my wristwatch?
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, let me think, Daniel.
Mm-hmm. Where?
I think maybe if I move just a little bit.
All right.
Perhaps about here.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere you like.
All
ready?
Right there.
Okay.
Have to stay awful still, don't you?
Yes, you do.
Mm. My stripe is a little itchy.
Oh, where, Daniel?
Right back here.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Is that better?
Oh, thank you, yes.
Oh, good.
Mm.
Let me see. I like your wristwatch.
Mm. Thank you. Don't you get thirsty when you're making a portrait, Lady Evelyn?
Sometimes I do, Daniel.
Mm.
You have such beautiful stripes.
Mm. Would you like me to get us something to drink?
Surely, if you'd like to.
Okay. I'll be back in a minute.
All right.
Thank you.
Aren't you having any?
Oh, well, I already had mine, and I couldn't wait.
Oh, well, thank you. Mm. It's good.
It's fruit juice.
Oh, nice. Now let's get back to work.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I'm glad you brought your hand with a wristwatch back. Hard to work when you're not here, Daniel.
I hope Sarah Saturday will like it.
Oh, so do I. My tame tiger friend.
Lady Aberlin.
Yes, Daniel.
Don't you get tired when you make a portrait?
Well, not so tired as the person who has to sit still, Daniel. The artist doesn't get as tired as the person who has to sit still.
Oh.
Do you want to see how far I've gone?
It's hard to sit still for a long time. Oh! Oh! I like it. That looks just like my wristwatch.
Oh, I'm glad. Well, you know, just as soon as I put some whiskers on it, Daniel, and a couple more stripes, it'll be done, and then we can punch the holes.
Punch the holes?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Because in order to make the portrait book, we need to punch some holes.
Oh, great.
I think you need a little more fur, maybe. I know how hard it is to sit still. I'm nearly finished. A couple more stripes. All right, and I'll just draw a little bit of your clock. And a little bit more of you.
Did you always like to draw?
Yes, I did, Daniel Tiger. Here, you can relax now.
Oh. Ah. Thanks. Ah. Oh, boy.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, thanks.
You're just wonderful. Hey.
Thank you.
Here's the punch. Let me put my pen away.
All right.
Oh, now boy. I'll show you.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's good to get some exercise after you've
sure
had
is.
To be still.
Sure is.
I got to move my pen around, you know. You didn't.
No, I just sat there as still as could be.
Now, where's Corny's? Here it is. Those are the two, yours and Corny's. We have to punch some holes in.
All right.
If you'll help me.
Oh, sure. I'll be glad to punch.
Okay. First, yours. Got it okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just a minute.
Just the right
okay.
place.
Okay.
Ready
right
to
there.
Punch?
Ready. Oh, wonderful, Daniel. Now the other side.
Ready?
Yeah. Wonderful.
Oh, boy.
Now Corny's.
All right.
Let me see. Here. I put a little mark on it before.
Yeah.
Right there.
Oh, whoop. Slipping.
Oh, it's slippery.
I've got it.
Okay. There you are, Daniel.
There.
Wonderful. And now, one more.
Did it work?
It worked. Would you like a piece of paper to do some more punches on?
Mm-hmm.
Just a minute.
I like this punching part.
This is Daniel's punching paper.
All right.
Punch. Punch.
Punch.
Punch.
Punch.
Punch.
Punch.
Punch.
Punch.
Punch.
Punch.
Punch.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I like this part almost the best.
Well, I'm very proud of you, though, Daniel, because you sat awfully still for the other part.
Yeah, I like the punching part best, but if you try, you can sit still.
Yes. You are just wonderful. Listen, you may borrow the puncher all day if you like.
Oh, really?
And the paper.
Oh, good. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
I'll see you later.
Bye, Daniel.
Bye.
Hello, Miss Polificate? Yes, it's Lady Aberlin. I was wondering where Sarah Saturday is. Oh, she's with the king in the waiting room near the garden? Oh, fine. I'll go over there then and wait till they leave the waiting room. Thank you.
Lady Abberlin, I presume?
Correct as always, Uncle Friday.
Oh, Lady Abberlin, were you able to make my going away book for me?
Your going away book?
Yes, the portrait book I asked you for.
Well, I did make it, Sarah Saturday, but I did not know that you were going away.
Sarah Saturday will be taking a short trip.
Oh, I hope it will be short.
It's something very important for me to do.
Yes, now, on with the business at hand.
I'm so anxious to see the portraits.
Well, I hope you like them, Sarah Saturday.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
I sat very still for my portrait.
I'm sure you did, King Friday. May I see King Friday's?
Certainly, Sarah Saturday.
Oh, lovely, with the S on the front. Neighborhood portraits.
Neighborhood portraits.
There's mine. Yes, I'm first in the book.
Of course you are, King Friday. That's where I wanted yours.
It is?
Yes, of course. Oh, that's excellent.
May I turn the page, Uncle Friday?
Oh, sir, yes, you may. Always remembering mine's first.
Oh, Edgar Cook. Didn't you do a good job of drawing Edgar Cook?
Well, thank you. He was quite busy. Sarah Saturday,
of
you
course.
Know, he could only stay for a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, the Frog family. Mrs. Frog, Dr. Frog, and Ted.
Yes.
Oh, a beautiful family portrait.
Very nice.
And Grandpère. Oh, a fine portrait of Grandpère in his tower.
Oh, didn't she do a lovely job? There's Don Quixote.
Yes,
oh,
Uncle
of
Freddy.
Course. Look at him with someplace else signed. I'm so proud of you, Lady Abelin.
Thank you, Sarah Saturday.
Oh, there's our friend, Lady Elaine Fairchild.
And her boomerang, toomerang,
yes,
soomerang.
That boomerang, toomerang, soomerang.
Yes.
Yes, well, she did do a wonderful thing with it one day.
Wonderful, yes.
Yes.
She stopped the rain.
Oh, X the owl.
Yes.
Oh, look at his fine, handsome beak and big eyes.
Oh. And
I'm so proud of you. I didn't know you were such a marvelous artist.
Well, thank you,
Henrietta Pussycat, one of my favorite people.
And?
Lovely. Cornflake especially.
Yes.
But doesn't it look as if he's just making his rockets right there?
And finally?
Oh, Daniel Striped Tiger.
Yes.
Our friend in the clock.
Yes, he was great help to me. He gave me a nice glass of juice.
But sometimes it's difficult to sit for pictures.
Yes, it is.
Yes, well, I'm just so proud of you. Thank you so much, Lady Abbott.
Well, thank you, Sarah Saturday. I'm really glad you liked it.
Well, I'll keep it with me while I'm gone, and I'll think of you all so much.
We'll reserve any further talk about leaving until tomorrow.
Oh, then you're not leaving right away.
Oh, no. We're having a police escort tomorrow. Until then, Lady Abberlin, come along, Sarah Saturday. We have much to discuss.
Here, Sarah Saturday.
My thanks again to you,
Lady
Abberlin.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
Oh, how pleasant to have this and remind me of you all.
Farewell, Lady Abberlin.
Farewell.
A job well done, my dear.
Thank you. Trolley, Sarah Saturday is leaving tomorrow. Yes, she'll be back soon, though.
Didn't Lady Evelyn do a great job of those portraits?
Yeah.
They weren't silhouettes, were they? No, because you could see everything about them. I was just making one of the trolley, and I thought I'd make it into a silhouette. You can use a black crayon for that. Because when you're making something, it's you who decides what you want it to be. Yes, sir. It's your picture, and you decide how you want to make it. If you have a brother and he's making something, it's his picture, and he can do with it what he wants to do. If you have a sister and she's making something, it's hers, and she decides what she wants to do. Mm-hmm. There's the silhouette of the trolley. Maybe I'll just put a frame around it. And sometimes when you draw something, you don't want to make it into a silhouette. No, so you just leave it the way it is. But it's up to you, because it's yours. Time for me to go off. Today, off to work. But we'll certainly find out more about Sarah Saturday's going away tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Four, two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day by just your being you. Only one person like you in the whole world. There'd be only one silhouette like you, too. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.